Hello, this is John Allsop, and this is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. First off, if you're not familiar with on-page search engine optimization, that's how you optimize your page to get it higher in Google, essentially. It's the kind of the first step, and the very first thing that I look at when I'm assessing a website is the page title, because it's quite influential in helping Google decide what the page is about. It's short. There's a limit to how long you can have it, and so it's a bit like, you know, it's kind of like a Twitter length. And there's a vertical bar trick that you can use that if you put apples and vertical bar bananas, then Google treats that as if the page is equally about apples and bananas. So I know when I see an optimized page title. And so we come back to this principle of a page, every page on a website, pretty much, should be optimized for a key phrase. So you decide on the key phrases you want to target. So these are search phrases that people put into Google. You decide ahead of time what those phrases are going to be, and you make the judgment that you are the primary company or organization that should be right there at number one for, you know, to fulfill the needs of the person who puts in that search term. And so then if you're serious about that, you would use that search term in the page title of your website. Now, depending on the tool that you're using to build a website, you might then, let's say, cut and paste your first page to make a second page. And often the page title gets repeated, and Google then kind of thinks, well, actually, on this website, the page title isn't an indicator of what the page is about, because what the author's saying is every page is the same when it patently isn't. So actually what I'll do is ignore or downgrade the page title. So it's much better to have an optimized page title for every page of your website that properly reflects the search term that you want to target with that page. In other words, when someone puts in this search term, this is the page I want them to see, number one in Google. And that therefore that also reflects, that page title also reflects properly the content of the page. Now the page title, if you look at any page, for instance, if you go to Google, you're using a web browser to do that. The web browser is the kind of the frame, the box that's displaying the website. It's the thing that's got the file menu at the top, and top right probably it's got a cross so you can close the window, and a minimize button so you can make it smaller, those kinds of things. That frame is the browser that you're looking at, and right on the top line, so above the menus, above everything, right on the top line, if I'm on Google, it says Google hyphen, and then it tells me my browser, which is Mozilla Firefox. So that is the page title that I'm talking about, not the anything that's actually on the web content. It's right up on the very top line of the web browser. So if I put in banana and go to banana in Wikipedia, then the page title says banana-wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, -Mozilla Firefox. So how you change that is it's actually in the page, it's called the page title, and it's in the page header. So it depends what you're using, but you'll either be able to change it in the kind of furniture or meta section, or the kind of page, I don't know, template or framework or something. You'll be able to change that if it's something like WordPress or Drupal or Joomla or whatever. If you're hard coding it, it's in the header section, with its title, and then slash title, and in between that. So, you know, I'm not going to get into the technical details of how you do it, but that's your goal, is to have a page title on the top of every page of your website that reflects properly what that page is about. Okay. Next, actually, this is interesting. I'm going through what I do on this podcast is go through the tweets from yesterday. And yesterday, I went through, accidentally, tweets that hadn't come yet. So you may have thought I'd gone mad, and yes, I had. That's what was going on. So when those come around again, I'll go back to some older tweets, the ones that I missed. So that was all that. Right, so copywriting rule number one. Your product or service is far less important than its ability to fulfill your customers' needs. So when you write, you're not writing about your product or service, you're writing about your customers' needs. You're writing about what problems they've got and how you solve them. I just wanted to throw out a name, Dr. Peter Schlumbohm. Who is kind of a bit of a design hero, and I just gave a link to his, actually to a list, to a set of Google images of his product designs. So I just wanted to throw that out really as an inspiration, because product design's an important part of our lives. Next up, in the instance, so when people are unsure, so if they're not right sure what they're doing, that's when they're most likely to look around and see what others are doing. So that's scientific experiments about people being in rooms and smoke coming into the rooms, and whether they're on their own or whether they've got other people around them who, you know, get up and do something or don't get up and do something, that kind of thing. Well, that's a situation where someone's unsure what to do and they look around and wonder what other people are doing before they act. Bystander apathy, all that kind of stuff. So, but what that translates to in terms of the web is that it helps if you put up some testimonials. It helps if you've got Facebook likes on your page. It helps if you've got a Twitter following. It helps if you can show evidence that other people have gotten the benefits you're promising. And obviously social media is about people and people's experiences, so this is one of the strong arguments for using social media in selling stuff online. I mean, you know, it's proof that other people are liking what you're doing. And finally, the body shop, the Anita Roddick stuff, just keeps amazing me. I've read the book, and I'm going through it again for this process, and it's almost every line is amazing and amazingly different. You know, she seems to have been a one-off. I just don't see it around anymore. So it's just this thing. after Body Shop's self-esteem campaign, people wrote in saying, "I am yours for life." Now, you don't get that if you don't matter. So our task, while we're in business, while we're in marketing, while we're on this planet, is to make a difference. That's where success lies. I'll leave you with that, and we'll talk tomorrow. Actually, we've got the Future of Music Festival over the weekend, which is a local music... it's not all local music. Hope and Social are playing. Edwina Hayes are playing. It's on the top of Oliver's Mount in Scarborough. So if you're around, come along and see that. And I'll be back on Monday with more of this, and we'll talk then. Have a good one.